Coach Montgomery.
Great job by Temple today. They came out and dominated the football game. You can look at time of possession. But I think the biggest thing you can look at is how we performed on third down inside of the game. Outside of the game, the one thing that I'm most disappointed about is our discipline. What I brought to this program was the foundation of the program was talked about discipline and conditioning, and we didn't have that today. The next football team we put on the field will be a lot more disciplined. I don't know who it may be, it may not be, but we're going to put guys on the field that remind me of the way that I want our guys to be. We got to do that every day of the week, not just Monday through Friday, but Saturday and any day of the week. And I didn't think we had very much of it. Our third down conversions were pitiful by our offense. I thought defensively what they did to us was they got after our front. Their defensive line got after our offensive front quite a bit. I also thought we had some drops in the first quarter or first half that were critical to our offense. And we had too many third and shorts right there in the first quarter that we were not able to convert. But all in all, they outrushed us. They just outgained us on offense, stopped us with their defense, and just too many mental errors and mistakes in our front. And really, but I'm just disappointed more than anything. My disappointment comes from our lack of discipline and all those penalties that we had today. Anytime that I look at a sheet of paper and see more penalty yardage than rushing yardage, you know you got a major problem that we got to get worked out, and that bothers me.
Did you sense some frustration from Thomas after he experienced so much success last week?
Yeah, some frustration. We thought that we could protect him a lot better, and I think one of the reasons why he was really frustrated is he had the exact look that he had got in practice. I mean, to the exact T on about 7 or 8 plays out there, and it frustrated him because we just didn't have quite the time that we needed. I think it could have been frustrating for a lot of people. It was frustrating, of course, for the coordinator, but also frustrating for the offensive front because they also got the same exact look that they thought they was going to see, and they didn't execute. And all in all, Thomas had some opportunities out there that were really, really good opportunities, some big-time throws down the field or some runs that we could have had, but we just didn't execute. Not a whole lot. I really think that, you know, offensively for them, what they hit us with is one-on-one shots outside of the wheel up the boundary. That's the only thing we saw. The wheel up the boundary with our wheel backer getting behind it. We've tried to play a lot of people today, especially our linebacker core. Jordan is really beat up. We're trying to get a lot of guys in there. And that's really the only thing that they hit us with. But, you know, for the majority of the game, you know, I was all over those guys about turning back for the ball. It was one-on-one situations, turn back for the ball, turn back for the ball. Well, we get in the second half, I believe, they turn back for the ball, they back shoulder, and he makes a one-handed catch. A lot of one-on-one plays for them right now, offense versus defense. That's concerning because we got to continue to go play with the same people, and the talent will continue to get better or stay the same, so we just got to be able to make those plays in those one-on-one situations. I thought defensively there were some times in that game we looked different than we've ever looked the entire year. But then they just raise up and throw the ball down the field, and our guys, our DBs would be there right in the hip pocket, either turning for the ball or not turning for the ball, and we didn't make some of those plays. So I didn't really see a whole lot of wrinkles from them that we hadn't already seen.
Were you kind of disappointed with some of the body language that you saw in the second half?
You know, not necessarily disappointed with some of the body language. You know, when we get down, we got to play up. You know, that's what you want to see. You want to see a lot more energy. I didn't. Maybe you were watching it a little bit harder than I was. I was paying attention to what was going on the field. But the body language of the guys that are on the field and on the sideline has to be up. So I didn't see what you saw. I was watching some of the guys on the field. I did think some of our guys were competing all the way through the game. There's no question about it. Some hard tackling. Tank Robinson played through the entire game, hitting and doing everything that he can do. Some of our younger players are continuing to grow and maturity, and we're getting a lot of you know, just a lot of energy from some of our younger players, and we've got to make sure that we continue to grow in some of our upperclassmen as well.
Morale? Yes.
Well, that's not something that I can speak to as far as a concern for morale. I know what the locker room was just like, and the locker room was an accountable locker room where the captains of the team spoke in detail to the team players about what players need to do. And I don't think I've been a part of a locker room like that before, where a player stood up and said, I had four or five plays in this game where I knew my job to the utmost, and then I didn't go do it. So I got to hold myself accountable first. And there's other people I saw here in the same way do the same thing. So that was one of the first time I seen it. So we'll see what we're like tomorrow. I got a good idea of what it's going to be like. It's going to be a lot of energy once again. But that my biggest deal right now is I want to put the most disciplined football team on the field come next week. And when I look at the tape, I'm going to turn the tape on. I want to see guys perfectly aligned. I want to see guys not commit penalties. Those are the things I'm looking for. When you're building a program and you're trying to do things the right way, you don't get a chance to do all the other things, the extracurricular after the ball. That's the way you build programs, and that's what we're going to put out there on the field.
Coach, you mentioned the defense. Obviously, last week against South Florida, you got more outscored than shut down. Today, it was more the opposite, only 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every time, it seems like when they had the ball, every time the receivers, the coverage was only holding for a couple seconds, across his face, they get open so easily. Schematically, what did you see?
You know, what I really saw is they stretched us down the field a little bit more than what we, you know, kind of anticipated with some of the guys. They made some plays over the top where we've seen more speed in previous weeks, but they made some plays over the top. And then once they got over the top, what they were doing is trying to just – the one thing that they did, they protected their quarterback really, really well. So 7-8 seconds in coverage – all of a sudden, you're going to see a deep crosser coming from the backside, which you never can really account for because you got a wheel playing the flat on the other side. It's usually 7 to 8 seconds. You want to see a lot more pressure. We didn't get very much pressure in the first half, didn't get very much pressure in the second half. And because of that, those deep balls that they were able to throw, it helped them because now it released coverage just a little bit. And now they were able to get crosses from the backside in 7 and 8 seconds. The ball just, you know, you can't stay in coverage that long.
Just 22 carries for 34 yards. How does that affect your passing game? And what's your overall feeling? What you got to do to get the running game going?
We got to do a whole lot. We're going to have to run the quarterback a lot more than we did today, which I don't necessarily, want to. I really wanted to get some of those, those other backs going today. The other part is, the effect on our passing game is that it always puts us in critical throwing situations. Sack it in 10, sack it in 9, third and long. And when you get to those, you're getting different coverage. You're getting a lot of coverage. But the bad thing about it is when we did get different coverage and a lot of coverage, we knew exactly what that coverage was going to be, and we just didn't protect the quarterback. So the first thing that we got to do is we've got to run the quarterback. There's right now for us and what they're doing for us, we're going to have to run the quarterback, and then we're going to have to throw the ball. We're going to have to get the ball out in a lot quicker than we have in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Well, I don't necessarily know about that. I just know that once we did get a chance, to score down there at 3, there were some critical plays right there early in the game with some penalties and some non-penalties that really affected us. And it affected kind of a little bit of our momentum. I thought that once we came out at halftime, after halftime and scored, our energy would boost there a little bit, and it did. But we had a penalty to stop all that emotion. So I don't know if it was necessarily connected to that. We play football on the field just like we practice. We practice with nobody. We play with a lot of people. Sometimes we go to other venues where, so I can't count it to fall break. We got to go out and execute on the field. Our fans are great. They show up. They do what they're supposed to do. They keep working. They keep fighting. Those people out there at the last second when we weren't in the game, when a lot of people, 99% of the people everywhere else would have been gone. So it has nothing to do with the people in the stands. It's the people that are on the field that my biggest concern.
It's not the first time you're talking about something. Sorry, but the first time you're on the sideline
It's frustrating. I'll kind of say that it was frustrating because, there was a penalty called on us last week that was, was later we were told that it wasn't a penalty, and so those things that I know that I'm communicating with them on, and I see it clearly, and it doesn't help that we have the jumbo trying to be able to show you exactly what happened as well, and maybe they don't get the benefit of the doubt, and it's hard for me to give it to them. That they didn't see it the correct way or they didn't see it the way. But it's frustrating because, turning in plays and getting, saying, okay, this wasn't the correct play, I'm sorry, or, we were wrong on this, it doesn't help the cause of the game. It doesn't go back. So it's frustrating. And that's what I know on the sideline that a lot of people, you know, don't know, is that I know that it may be right or wrong. And if it's wrong, it's I'm sorry. And then we have to move forward from it. But they're going to try to correct it the next time. But when you get in the emotion of the game, you know, next time, you know, you won't right now. So it is a little frustrating. Yeah, anytime you lose a game in conference, it can be, you can view it as two ways. It can be a setback, it can be a promotion. And you know, the biggest deal is usually a few things. It is the event plus the response equals the outcome. The event is we lost. All right, the response will happen Sunday. And the outcome we'll see Saturday as we move forward. So we can look at it, you know, it could be a setback if we don't go back and play and practice the way we need to play, or it can be a setup for the next few games.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.